Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Oh, hi, Terry. It's Jerry Mack calling.
Hi. How are you now? Are you out of hospital?
No. I've officially got aspirational pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
So what it is, it's...
Yeah, I know what it is, but...
You know what it is,
Do they
yeah.
think it happened during your surgery?
No, that's got nothing to do with the surgery. They say it was to do with the anaesthetic process. So the tube goes in through your vocal cord down your windpipe, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then when you pull the tube out, the vocal cords are momentarily exposed to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And a bug got in.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not unheard of. But it is unusual.
So rare, yeah. Because, so I mean, when I think of aspirational, usually I think of stroke victims who can't swallow properly and they having a drink of water and they inhale their food and things.
Yeah. But they made a point of saying nothing to do with your surgeon. They said the dressing looks fantastic. But they said, obviously a bug got in, probably on the withdrawal of the tube. Yeah, so my my oxygen level's sitting at about, 87, so they're not going to let me go home.
No. Oh, my goodness.
So the reason for ringing is I've got the auto-generated text message saying I've got an appointment at 9:30 next Tuesday. I'm just giving you advance notice. I can't commit to that at the moment. I don't know.
No.
At the moment, they're saying they expect me to still be here Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to write a note that you're in hospital. Does David know it's aspiration pneumonia?
I said it's the aspirational diagnosis. I'm not sure that I told him it was actually aspirational pneumonia, but he probably put two and two together.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he'd know that. Oh, my goodness, you poor thing. Oh, Gerald, well, look, at least someone's looking after you and maybe just call me when you're out and we'll book you in.
Yeah, as soon as I get an official release date, I'll call you.
Is someone sort of keeping an eye on your surgery, though? You know, you probably still your dressings are untouched at the moment, aren't they?
They've lifted the binders to have a look at them and they say it's perfectly intact.
Oh, good. All right, that's good.
And, and there's no pain. And the first couple of days you could feel, you just felt very sensitive getting in and out of bed.
Of course.
Now I've mastered that and there's no pain whatsoever. And I'm on no drugs or anything. I'm on no pain relief.
That's really good to hear. I'll pass that on to David. He'll be so happy.
Yeah,
to hear
it's a fantastic, surgically it's a fantastic result.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, look, we'll just get you in as soon as you're out,
Yeah, as soon as I know, I'll let you know, Terry.
Give us a call. Thanks, Gerald.
Yeah, we'll do. Right, okay.
Yeah, all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right.
Oh, well, bye. No worries. Bye. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.